Welcome to the Strange Brew Podcast. I got Justin Taze here again. What?
Justin Taze.
Yeah. Get out your wands and your cloaks and your sigils and your black candles, because we're doing black magic.
Abracadabra.
Abracadabra. Justin, what's that on your forehead? Is that a lightning bolt scar? Oh my God, you are the chosen one. You have to fight Voldemort, the one who cannot be named.
Oh no, I'm going to lose.
That's funny. That's why I had to bring up Harry Potter. Yeah. So we're drinking on Old Milwaukee, the home of the Milwaukee Cannibal, good old Jeffy Dahmer, which I actually just gave Justin the book to read that I have.
On the whole life story of Jeffrey Dahmer.
Yeah, so he can get into it, so we can do a maybe Jeffrey Dahmer episode soon and get deep into the serial killer shit, because it's deep.
Deep guy like sounds fucked.
Yeah, he's Justin, like, everyone knows who Jeffrey Dahmer is, and go back and listen to the serial killer episode if you want more on him, but we're gonna take out his whole story, but
just you wait.
Yeah. We're also watching Friday 13th, the remake. We just always stick into the Friday 13th. It's just easy. It's
lately,
background.
Yeah.
I know. It's easy background. And, you know, it's something you don't need to pay attention to. Most of these movies are based on the killings anyway. Yeah, that's why you watch them. Oh, there we go. Get that burp out. So, how we're talking about magic and everything, and, like, you know, nowadays it's like, oh, like, it's in movies, like Harry Potter. That's why I mentioned that, you know, like fucking Hogwarts.
Yeah.
And like, in everything.
It's a lot different from black magic.
But in a sense, Voldemort would maybe be practicing black magic and shit. So, like, the whole thing, like, black magic and magic in general has existed for a long time. Like, and it's famous in the Egyptian times, too, with how they're practicing. When you think about Egyptians, you think of magic almost. Them doing weird, like, sorcery stuff and, like.
Honestly, I never thought of that.
But if you go back and you read about Egyptians and what they used to do and their rituals and
that's
certain things,
true,
it is
yeah.
like. That's where it kind of, in a sense, I would think stemmed from a lot of times. And, like. Like I was saying, Justin, earlier, magic is all about intention. It's all about putting your intent out there, because the universe is malleable and it's like holographic almost, supposedly, right? We're going to get in the holographic episode eventually. But how it's, Justin's giving me a weird look.
Yeah.
But how your intention and your consciousness can register at a level that we don't understand. That if you spend your whole life hating life, your life's going to be shitty, kind of thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
if you're always,
it's a matter of your state of mind.
Yeah,
right?
And your perception of life and stuff, and that if this world is a simulation or a holographic illusion that we live inside, that we're part of a program based on the reptilians and everything else,
yeah.
That our intent will actually even. Something I listened to even when I used to do meditation, because even meditation is a step of magic, actually. Getting your mind to calm down and like get you in thinking about yourself outside of this reality, in a sense.
Yeah, you put yourself inside your head in a whole.
And even those vibrations are going,
yeah.
It's supposed to be even like things like amen, the things with M, because it's sensory, like, there's something about a vibration that registers.
I'm pretty sure the om is to make your body separate from what your surroundings are.
So the funny thing is, talking about even Egyptians, is there's a theory that obviously I don't believe that fucking we built the pyramids. I think that ancient aliens did, or they at least gave us the technology to do it, because the rocks will cut with like laser beam precision, and modern day fucking engineers don't know how they did it.
Yeah.
So we'll eventually get into ancient aliens and pyramids soon, but that was just like to mention that they said maybe why they could have lifted these bricks and these thousand ton bricks is they supposedly, like what monks do, they hymned home, that's what they usually call it, a hymn, and it caused a vibration, or they like 100,000, like 1,000
okay,
of them, and it
mean.
Caused the vibration to fucking levitate these things.
Yeah.
Because to do with magic and stuff, it's all about, like I said, your intention, and that's why even me and Justin joked on the one thing, even to do with like witches and stuff, like how there's stuff where you write your name down and you lay it on fire, or part of like chaos magic is you like write down your intent and then you jerk off on a piece of paper.
Okay.
Let off your Oregon energy out that Antoine LaVey talks about. So it's like, it is kind of interesting because magic has gone it's like far reaches, and now we have all these movies based on it. And even last night I was watching that new movie, it's on Netflix now, they released The Fantastic Beasts or whatever. It's based on the Harry Potter universe. The second one's just coming out now.
Yeah. I've seen that movie.
You've seen it?
The first one.
Yeah, the second one's coming out right now in theaters. It looks fucking great. Like, that one guy that plays the main dude, he's in Jupiter Ascending with the reptilians and stuff. The bad guy. Yeah.
Actually,
yeah, he looks so different now. And he looks
one
younger.
With his hair all back and shit.
I know. Okay. Weird, eh?
Wow.
So, like, in it, like, all these things do with it, and we kind of like, it's almost like we wish we could live in a life like that. It would be fun to, like, have the muggles and the fucking wizards and everything in the wizard world. But this is getting in the dark stuff. We're just going over magic overall and just, like, kind of what it is in a sense. And it's about putting yourself out there. Because even a meditation, why I talked about that video I used to listen to, it used to say, oh, we're watching a scene with a girl riding a dude in this movie. She actually has a nice butt.
Nice butt. That's all you give her.
Yeah, she got some titties on her too, though. Fuck, Jesus. The last time when Billy was here, every time the fucking we look over and there's like a fucking sex scene on and shit during these movies. But I was like, that's part of horror movies is the sex, drugs, and violence. So
exactly.
But that a meditation video I used to watch was like, and it said that I cannot control my consciousness and that my thoughts will manifest into real life, and I have to accept that because, you know, even if you know, you got to think about like, this podcast will be successful. We'll get numbers and stuff, which we have been. It's like putting that intent out there that it will happen.
Yeah.
And like, in a sense, giving out to the universe and getting back from it.
But why do you need to do a spell or whatever?
Well, I'll tell you why. It's just more of like,
you can't just think it to yourself though.
You can, but there's also like that even people have said that it does work and it has like helped them. And like, it's just about, because you're really believing it. If you're thinking about it, you're just thinking about it. But if you're doing a ritual based upon it, you're like having an intent of like really wanting to do this and really wanting to change in your life and everything, right?
Mm-hmm.
So like even to do with all this magic stuff, I told Justin he doesn't know too much about a guy named Aleister Crowley. And if you don't, he was a dude that was in the late, like the 19th century, the early 19th century. And he was a dude just loved magic. He was in a thing called the Golden Order of the Dawn. It was fucking stupid cult shit that he was in. It's
fucking stupid cult shit.
Because it literally was. They just literally believed in all of this crazy stuff. And, you know, they just...
Was it based on any, like, history?
Yeah, it was based on, like, what we talked about before. And this is, like, Madame Blavatsky. And everything. And how she influenced, like, everyone from Hitler to everything else.
Oh, whoa.
That's why Hitler believed in the 12 root races of man. See, I'm showing Justin a picture of Aleister Crowley. He is a very creepy looking fucking dude. He was born in 1875. He his life was very fucked. And I'm just realizing that my Google is in fucking French right now.
Why?
Because I clicked on French. he's born in 18, and he died like near the 50s. Died in 1947, 2 years after the war. But he founded the religion Thelema, which is Thelema was like it's a cult religion. It's a cult, really, like in a sense, identifying himself as a prophet, and entrusted with guiding humans into the era of Horus. So he believed in all this magic shit. Yes, Horus.
What's that?
Horus, the Egyptian god Horus, and he's the one that had the horse.
Yeah,
you know who like.
I've heard of it. Not now that you said Egyptian, I've heard of that.
Yeah. Okay.
I know, like
so.
Thought.
Because there Horus were like you know there's the Egyptian god like Osiris, and then. Like Horus, which was he was controlled by the child god symbolized as Horus. So it gets into some deep shit. But Aleister Crowley was essentially a crazy motherfucker, and his beliefs and thoughts were like pretty nuts. Crowley's belief system, Thelema, has been described by scholars as a religion, and more specifically a new religion movement of magico-religious doctrine. It was characterized by esotericism and modern-day pagan, paganism, which we talked about even on the Halloween episode, right? He wrote even a book, The Book of the Law, which is very interesting. So his famous quote that even Jay-Z has worn a shirt with saying on it is, do what thou wilt will be shall be the whole of the law.
What?
Do what thou wilt shall be the whole of the law. You know what that means?
No.
Do whatever the fuck you want and don't have no consequences towards it.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, that's why a lot of people, like, he was just a very sick person, and he would do certain sacrificial things.
Yeah, as long as you're not that fucked.
Why he was called the Great Beast is he would channel the spirit when they went, him and his wife went to Egypt, and this motherfucker fucked a bunch of men. He was, and didn't believe women had, he believed that women were just there for magic practice, and that he needed things like, eventually we'll get into, like, menstrual blood and things upon that line.
Not breeding? Not even breeding?
No, breeding, but he, no, it's, okay. He was a very interesting character. Like, I'll tell you something about him. He took a dude out in the desert, okay? You're going to be very shocked by this. Took a dude out in a desert, right? And they did peyote. Okay, and you know what a power bottom is? So it's a gay dude will literally, like, ram his butt into some guy's, like, it's just hardcore.
I get it.
So Aleister Crowley, they got all fucked up in peyote for hours in the desert, and this dude fucked him, but Aleister Crowley power bottomed this dude so crazily and just, like, forced this dude into this sex and shit. This guy went insane after.
Okay, then.
Isn't that fucked?
Did he tie him up?
They just got fucked up by peyote, but, like, he just,
oh,
like,
he drugged him up.
Yeah, he got, like, they were fucked up on peyote, and then he used to do, especially, like, using sex magic, which we will get into eventually, and using that to fuel his energy, and he just, like, fucking ran up on that dick that this guy went insane after all of this.
It matters how many drugs you give me, I would have just ran.
Unless
I'm tied down and I can't.
No, I agree. And if you see what Aleister Crowley looks like, that's even more of a fucking reason. Jesus fuck. That story always stuck out to me. And this guy this guy went insane after this. Aleister Crowley just he was just fucked up on peyote, and this dude's just, like, ramming his fucking butt into your. Oh my god, I couldn't imagine. Like,
I'd go insane. I know. Yeah.
Like, and he just went nuts after and how much peyote they did. But he went to Egypt with his wife, and Aleister Crowley just believed in all this sick. Like, there's different sects of Satanism, like Richard Ramirez says, that the Satanist shit that I believe in is not the other shit, that I don't believe in sacrificing animals and all that shit, or any of that stuff, but it's just, he just had a sick outlook, and he believed in what he was doing in some sense, but also was using it to, like sex, you know, a lot of fucking magic dudes, like, you know, I want to get laid, this bitch likes magic, you know, fucking... You know, I wasn't going to mention him, but, you know, even, like, faggot Chris Angel, you know? I used to, like, Mind Freak! I used to fucking watch that show.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
You know, fucking fake levitating up a building and shit. It's all about illusion. That's the magic that we're not going to talk about, because that's illusion magic.
That's
bullshit.
No,
most of it's bullshit. It's a sleight of hand. It's tricking the mind. It's putting your perception somewhere else.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I don't know how you get that on camera. That was all bullshit.
Yeah,
Chris Angel was all
no, because it was all about he was misdirecting their attention. Oh, so sick! Jason's got some dope ass skills. He just fucking, like, threw the axe and then fucking landed in this fucking dude's back. Like, skills to pay
that
bills.
Was pretty good.
Yeah, he tossed that shit like a fucking lumberjack in Canada, bitch. Because we're Canadian, but you know, like, it's magic is a weird thing, and it's all about, like, ritual and, like, you know, even, like, sigils and having candles out and having, like, a skull and, like, just, like, your intent of what you want, almost. You know what I mean? And, like, before we get into, like, some of the crazy shit, I have a spell book here.
Oh, right.
It's the element of a encyclopedia of the 1,000 spells, so there's shitloads of spells in here, and they're very interesting, so I'm just gonna get... What the fuck did this say? I just read Walt Disney, I haven't read this in a while. It's funny because it mentioned even the legendary Book of Thoth, or Thoth.
Thoth?
It's different pronounced. I believe it's
There's
Thoth.
There's all different ways.
he's an Egyptian god, and he was believed to hold the key to all secrets of the universe. There's a lot of good things. I gotta show you a thing, and I'm shouting this out because it's great. There's a thing called Spirit Science on fucking YouTube, and this guy developed this cartoon shit to pretty much show you how spirituality works, how all this shit works, how it connects to the gods and the ancient. I gotta remind me to show you after. It's very good, and this is what really got me, like, I started watching, like, to think about more of, like, the aspects of the consciousness and what our beliefs out there are, like, reaching out and radiating into the universe.
Yeah, exactly.
So, like, all the stuff, as it obviously, it goes back to fucking, you know, everything kind of goes back to, like, the Egyptians and what they believed in, their cult, their fucking rituals. What is magic, really? Magic is an individual action undertaken because the cosmos is not believed to be benevolent by nature, or at least not benevolent enough to that person. I do not understand what the fuck that really meant. What a weirdo. So we're talking about magic spells right now. I'm just like we're skimming through this to see what the hell this thing fucking even says. I haven't read this in a fucking very long time. Where do magic spells come from? You're an asshole.
Thought you were going to read them off to me.
Yeah, we're going to go to the table of contents. So what animal spells? You want to learn about animal spells? Banishing spells? Better business and professional success spells? Cleansing spells? Death spells? Dream spells? The evil eye? Fertility spells for contraception and constipation. Just joking. It's fucking fertility. If you want to get your sperm up there. Happy home spells, healing spells, hexes and their antidotes, love magic, luck and success spells, marriage and divorce spells, money spells, pregnancy and childbirth spells, protection spells, unblocking spells, young beauty and longevity spells.
I don't remember all those, but
what do you want?
Death spells.
We'll go to death spells because I'm interested in death spells too. Yeah, let's go to D D D D D D double D double D. Banishing spells. Oh, cleansing spells. Cleansing the body. Okay, here we go. Death spells. The thing is about death spells are not really based on, like, death. It's due around death, and all right, the categories around the topic of death, death aftermath, death magical effect on both the departed and the living left behind. Although magical practitioners may be buried, burdened with their ritual tools for various reasons, most typical death spells are spells for the living, ghosts, vampires, and other like fucking entities and shit of the next world will be discovered in their own. Yeah, this is really weird. So it's based, it keeps saying like ancient Egypt, because it's all based on, these are spells that they've taken from ancient times and kind of tweaked.
And that was like the closest relation we have to anything else.
Yeah, and they're using, I think, products and stuff and things you would use that would be based on what we have nowadays.
Oh, okay.
Here's a burial protection spell. Drive or carry the deceased around the cemetery sunwise. I don't know what the fuck sunwise means.
The what?
It says the carry to the fucking dead person around the around the cemetery.
Yeah.
Either three times is recommended before burial for protection and luck during their next journey. Weird. So let's travel around the cemetery like three times and make sure you're going to go to the next life properly.
What the fuck?
Is that weird?
That is fucked up.
What is the other one? Escort service to the beyond spell tarot card. Oh, so we didn't even mention tarot cards. So mention, like, Justin's mom is in...
She is huge into tarot cards and stuff. She knows all about all the magic and spells and crazy shit that... that we're talking about right now.
So, like, tarot cards essentially were just, like, they were created as this kind of a fun game back in, like, I'm pretty sure, like, medieval times, I think, and it was in France, I'm pretty sure. And that, you know, even I have a deck of tarot cards somewhere in this fucking house. I do. I have a whole set, and I have rune stones, too. Rune stones are actually interesting. I forgot about our runestones. Runestones are stones with different symbols on them, and you shake them up in this bag and you pour them out.
Oh, okay, I know what you mean.
And then they almost like tarot cards, and they symbolize.
I've seen those before.
I have them fucking somewhere in this goddamn house. I have no idea where. But Justin's mom was in the magic, and she like didn't she do like certain didn't she do rituals and like
spells? Yeah, she would put like all the herbs and stuff. She would grow them herself. She would put
like sage,
say spells or whatever yeah. whilst they're growing. Yes, yeah, sage and
sage is a good one for warding off spirits.
Time. Yeah,
time's a good one. Because sage. You would burn it, especially in a new home you would come to. And even Chelsea's, my girlfriend's mom, has done this and stuff because my girlfriend's mom is very spiritual. And, like, they've done sages to houses and she's been there.
To get rid of the...
You do the sage towards a one window. You close all windows, I think, except for one. And then you end your ritual on that window so the spirits can leave through that window. Yeah.
That's something my aunt did a lot. Like, every house she got, she did it. My mom didn't do it. She did it once because she was
It's a good idea crazy, because even... But... We're going to get into haunting shit eventually, but I've gotten haunted stuff. Like, I was telling someone at work this, that, like, we've had any weird things happening here, and I joked about how Justin wanted to bring out the Ouija board for this episode, and I said, I'm not doing this house because my girlfriend does not want me to do that.
I've never seen it do anything.
I've seen it do a lot, so it's we're going to do an episode about Ouija board. Again. Yeah, it is, and we'll eventually get to it, maybe on the weekend my girlfriend's away.
Ooh.
We can fuck around with it, because I can call upon people that maybe are connected to me, because I have all these spirits supposedly attached to me. And we'll talk about it because I have a Jamaican aunt that told me not to play the Ouija board when I was a kid after I was playing with a bunch of friends all the time. And then it didn't scare me. I ended up playing it by myself. And then I felt the board move. I felt it connect to me. It was extremely weird. Something told me it was a reptilian and that it couldn't tell me it was a reptilian when I was growing up. And I've said this before to people that just because you're talking on a Ouija board and stuff to something you think is dead and stuff does not mean it is something that is dead. It could be something that is alive and is communicating through this board to you that's on a different dimension.
Yeah.
I didn't clue until I was older. Remember you used to play the Ouija board, which is to kind of do with magic and stuff because you can use Ouija boards for magic rituals and everything. But like we call people like Harold Houdini or Sid Vicious from the fucking Sex Pistols.
Yeah, just random fucking...
Sid and Nancy episode is coming soon. I think I have someone that actually listened to the Sex Pistols a lot when they're younger to come on for him.
What?
Yeah, Sid and Nancy. NIK in the UK. Sex Pistols,
no,
man.
I know
God save the Queen. She ain't no human being. That's like literally think about it. God save the Queen. She ain't no human being. She's a fucking reptilian. They knew. They knew what was going on. Oh, it's such a good album.
Music always seems to fucking hide all the clues.
It is weird that I listened to the back of that song. I was like, when I was a kid listening to that shit, I would never thought about
it. They got a really new stupid song. It's like that talkie talkie something. Wait. It says, the Anunnaki are back.
Of course they did. I just want to see what else spells are in here. I'm just like skimming through. Banishing bad habits. That's actually interesting. Although these spells may be used to target any type of behavior, the term bad habit is often understood as like to be a dangerous or undesirable addiction. So if someone's addicted to fucking cocaine or fucking anything else. Bury bad habit spells. Amongst the most famous hexing spells are those involving miniature-sized personal coffins left on the spell's target doorstep. This coffin spell, traditionally as much as an act of sheer intimidation as it is a magical spell. However, it can be put to less malevolent uses, used as a little coffin spell below lay issue. So it tells you exactly how to do it. Create a small coffin. You will need a little box. You can find one or make one yourself. However, use your imagination should be clear. They should have no ambiguous regarding of type of box. It doesn't matter what kind of box. This is getting stupid shit. Okay. They tell you what boxes you can use. Paint the outside of the box black or decorate with purple glitter. Glue if desired.
Okay.
Traditionally, the box contains a small doll, which may or may not be personalized, so identify the target is clear. How they word this shit's kind of weird. Considering how your personality, how you personify your addiction, accompany and reinforce spell with incense candles burning. The doll can be pierced with pins. Add candle stubs left over. See, some of these...
You put a doll in the box and bury it? Yeah,
I guess so. Some of these spells are super weird. Rotten apple banishing spell. I'm just going to read through some of these weird. This is like weird, actually.
Banish the rotten apple.
I don't want no rotten apples. Garlic cleansing spell. Place a reserved garlic peel in a mortar or pastel and add. See, some of these, like, I don't know what the fuck they're talking about. I do not use these in my house. Jesus. Pine cleansing incense. Grind dried pine needles to powder and sprinkle them on a little charcoal to cleanse an area of negative energy. That's actually not that bad. Because in Canada, we get pines everywhere if you really believe that you could do it.
Yeah.
Because that's something you could find anywhere. I'm trying to look for spells where you could find anywhere almost. You know what I mean? Like.
Yeah, because.
Or cleanings. Things,
like you said, you don't fucking have in your house.
Yeah, some of them I've read through these and they're like very interesting in some of the ways they have. Stop dreaming. Because sometimes you've had enough. Hang a spring of lemon, I don't know what the hell that is, around your neck to halt the dream process.
You should say need you don't to know take what a lemon is?
No, it says lemon verbena.
Oh, okay.
Verbena?
I don't know.
I don't know what verbena is. Okay. around your neck, so maybe like see, all these are magic terms and I'm not a fucking magician, so I don't fucking know. I'm not Harry Potter, so I don't know, like, but that's kind of funny. Like, put lemon around your neck and you won't dream. Like, I don't know if that would fucking, I always dream, you don't, you and fucking Billy should fucking hang out.
I do sometimes, and sure,
I always dream every night. Yeah, we're all gonna do one together. We're gonna do a 3-1 together soon about some fucked up shit. Insomnia, so they have like literally spells for fucking everything. All it's right. kind of cool, actually. Yeah, like, we should read sick. Through them and like get into a really thing, because I think you would find that interesting, too.
I'm try just... some out and see how well they work.
Yeah, we should. Yeah, me and you should try... Test it. Yeah, me and you should just do both one and try to do some of these rituals and magic spells and see if we could. Yeah. If it does influence... And I'd always think that even if I was doing it, it's like because I'm at my intention. Because I am thinking about it, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
Okay. So let's get really into the black magic stuff, really. What? What do you want to talk about? Justin's finishing beer.
Sorry, we have a strange brew beginning.
Oh, Milwaukee. I'm gonna eat your flesh. Because Jeffrey Dahmer likes sucking on penises.
What the fuck?
Well, I know. Fucking Justin's like knows nothing about Jeffrey Dahmer.
I'm terrified to read this
box book. Full of penises. I'm excited for you to read this book. I want you, if you're at work and you're starting like reading it, I want you to be like, yo, I'm at this part. Like, because I know most of his life.
Yeah, and I'll probably be reading.
Like I mentioned, we should, I'm gonna watch this with you and like maybe Greg together, but like it's my friend. I've mentioned the Serial Killer podcast one, but like my friend Dahmer, and it's based on his life just before he started killing, where he was a like little boy, like a teenage boy, and he acted out in like schools, and everyone thought he was funny. He would be drunk all the time. He'd bring a little Mickey in his pocket to fucking school and shit.
Yeah,
it was very. He was an interesting character.
Oh, that sounds like me.
I was the same way. I remember going out to like the park in like grade like 10. Somebody had like a 26er with him. I was like, why'd you bring a 26er to school? This is not the 80s. This is fucking like 2000, like fucking six.
I stole all my mom's wine and went to school.
I did. On the first day of grade 9, the first time I ever got arrested on grade 9, me and a buddy stole my parents' champagne. We got fucking drunk, drank like 2 big balls of champagne, went to my old elementary school. I stole a bike and I told the kid, if you tell anyone, I'm going to fucking kill you. And then I got charged with uttering a death threat and stealing a bike. Yep, my life started out great at 14. Jesus Christ. And I'm very open and I don't give a fuck, man, about my past. That's how you become and you grow. And my mom's always like, you know, if I could take back those things, I would. And I'm like, you know what? I wouldn't be who I am today talking on this podcast about fucking murdering people and sacrificing to a god.
If I didn't fuck up my whole life, I wouldn't be the guy I am.
Yeah, exactly. It's how you learn. So even like, we're going to talk about, we never talked about this before, really, but we're going to talk about black masses right now. A magical ceremony and it's an inversion or a parody of the Catholicism or like the Catholic Mass.
Yeah.
So like in it, black masses are mocking God and worshiping the devil, which I've said before, there is a difference between like Lucifer, Satan, the devil. They're all like, it's interpreted different through history.
Yes, exactly.
The devil is like the big like top man of what they made the devil at fear and be fucking Jesus needed an enemy.
Yeah, he's the bad guy.
After they wrote in the fucking Bible, but it wasn't in the Sumerian text where all the Bibles come from, that Jesus was crucified, he was first a martyr, right?
Wait. The devil was never Jesus's enemy.
No, but that's what they wanted. In a sense, think about it,
was God's enemy. And then but Jesus now has
to fight him. Antichrist. Yeah. No, he has to fight the Antichrist, like American Dad.
Antichrist, like fucking Satan's Spawn or something.
But like that, you know, the devil was kind of based on more of being God's enemy and Jesus' enemy in a sense, and that, like, I do believe that they wrote in that he was crucified. I don't even believe that he was crucified. There's, yeah, in the Sumerian text, Jesus was never crucified. He also disappeared from the Bible for fucking 30 years. What was he doing? And the thing is that, he actually, which is really interesting about, like, the whole Jesus tale, is that it was written in that he got crucified. Like, they fucking made that up.
Yeah.
And they put it in the Bible, and it fucking is not based on any truth, because the Sumerian text is where they get all of this fucking from, and people just kept rewriting this bullshit. And, like, in the Old Testament, God is an asshole that kills everybody, has no fucking... And that's why Gnostics and old religions, like paganism and stuff, believe that Lucifer was the good guy, because he was just trying to give us motherfucking knowledge and get us
and
out
freedom.
Of the... Yeah, and freedom. Out of the Garden of Eden.
Exactly.
So that's why kind of all of this kind of shit's based on, and it's a mockery of God and some which, like, this is the devil, and like they mostly involve human sacrifice in black masses, usually dressed in black robes. Why I said get your black robes out and your wands, because we're gonna cast some spells. And they have pointed hoods. So that's where the Ku Klux Klan got that kind of imagery from, is a lot of black masses included, like, people with pointed hoods and dark clothing and masks on their faces.
Yeah.
Like, think about Harry Potter. And that one movie, there's, like, the bad people, the fucking, oh, I don't even remember, like, Voldemort's followers or whatever. They wear pointed hoods. And when the one movie, they're all coming in, destroying, like, these games that they have.
What movie?
It was, like, the fourth one, The Goblet of Fire, I think.
I do not remember that one.
I really enjoy those movies. Actually, I'm not gonna lie.
I think that's the one where...
And
they...
me and my girlfriend, like, literally, for... I think it took us 5 weeks. Every, like, fucking Saturday or Sunday, we would watch another one and went through the whole series again. And they're fucking good movies.
Yeah.
They're really well done.
No, they are.
So, they would, like, sacrifice people. They would dress in robes, pointed hoods while doing the rituals. Stories of black mass included mocking the church. Like, fuck you, church. Like, fuck you, God. Yeah. Let's burn the church. And God, and screaming, Beelzebub! Beelzebub!
What?
Beelzebub was, like, Satan, almost. Like, the demon god, okay. Right? Or Satan, as they would drink blood from a black chalice. Even using menstrual blood or semen. So they were drinking period blood from a chalice.
Fuck that.
Yum. Delicious. Let's have some of that iron. Because if you ever know, if you ever fucked a girl on her period... It smells like iron, like metal.
I know what you mean. I know exactly.
I was 13. I lost my virginity at, like, 12. I'm being too honest right now. But, like, fuck it. I remember, like, you know, you're just a horny kid at, like, 13, and I have my girlfriend. Yeah. She's on her period, and girls get hornier when they're on their periods, and then it's just like, I'm wearing a condom. I did not enjoy that. I did not like fucking them, looking down at the condom and it having, like, streaks of blood.
You know what? At this age, it's just called gaining your red wings.
That's what it's called? That's disgusting. I do not like that. I had a dude at work, I'm not even going to mention it, but that said that he, like, that they, him and his girlfriend always do that. Like, and I was like, why? Why? Are you into blood?
No, if you're fucking, like, dating
the
girl,
I knew a dude growing up. I knew a dude growing up that had a blood fetish.
Oh, no.
Is that fucked? He, like, liked...
only fuck once a month.
No. That, like, he liked even, like cutting and the blood and all. It was disturbing. I was like, why are you telling me this? He's
probably a fucking murderer now.
Yeah, I don't know where this kid's at. Or, okay, drinking out of this black chalice, menstrual blood, I'll go up here, but... Or, semen. Semen. Cum. They were drinking cum out of a black chalice.
I'd rather menstrual cycles.
Where... There's a lot of rituals and stuff that do involve drinking cum. Gotta ask you a question. Have you ever tasted your own cum before?
I have not.
Don't lie.
I have not.
I feel like I have in the whims of, like, by accidently, or I can't remember, but I feel like I've definitely tasted my own by accident, and it's a little salty. Justin can't take it. Oh, too honest.
You eat too much salt. It's supposed to taste like what you eat.
I know. My girlfriend has said that, like, I came in her mouth many of times over the 11 years or 10 years we've been on and off since we were teenagers, is that she never had a problem with my jizz. I always didn't taste normal, yeah. But she said that there were, like, at least one or two guys that, like, that, like,
yeah,
just didn't,
yeah,
like, just, I don't
know what. It's just literally based on what you eat.
Maybe I don't eat that bad as I think.
Not anymore.
Also, we're talking about the reptilian shit, kind of. You remember slitting the throats and drinking the blood?
Yeah.
They did this during Black Masses. They would slit throats of young children and even bathe in the blood.
It's like the evil of the gods. I'm doing quotes around that. Is the evil of the gods brought down to make your magic so
Of like doing the most debaucherous shit to like to invoke Satan and the devil and to go totally against God to get, because when they were doing this they wanted something, power, the political dominance, anything. And it's kind of funny. We'll get into someone that I want to do. Like, I think me and you should do her. Elizabeth Bathory. Elizabeth Bathory, I'm pretty sure that's what his name was. She was this, like, crazy occultic woman that owned slaves. And there's the famous stories about her, and she's told in fucking nightmare stories. But she would, like, hang people above her bathtub and get slave, and then slit her slave's throat and bathe in their blood. And we're going to do a whole episode about her because she is fucking very interesting. And I'm gonna get you into a podcast actually that they do a lot of. It's more darker than ours, and they do a lot of like true crime story cases and like weird stuff like that, and they did a really good one on her, and it's extremely fucked. She's a fucked up person. So made even like, oh, this is interesting, they used to make black candles from even humans' fat, like human fat. Yeah. So to get in more black magic even cases, this is just a short thing that I wrote down because I read about it a little bit. It's a child custody case in Hamilton, Ontario. Canada.
No fucking way. That
it was from 1985 to 1987. Oh. And these allegations centered around satanic ritual abuse. So these this couple in Ontario lost custody of their kids. That's a fucking half an hour, 20-minute drive from where we are.
Yeah.
And they were like doing sick sadistic rituals with their children and probably fucking them. And
did they make him fat and cut off his fat?
No.
Okay. I don't know. That's what you were saying.
No. Not the candle shit. That was back in the day. That was back. They're doing that now. The Swedish witch panic. Existed and lasted from 1664 to 1676.
Oh, okay.
So about like more than a 10-year reign of this witch panic that was going on in Sweden. And like it's pretty interesting because like they were just burning witches en masse and like believing like in all this shit, you know, and that there was people, this magic is this forever. Those witches that people were burning were either weird women that maybe were just outcast, but also some of them that we've talked about in the witches episode, but also ones that were maybe just, you know, like they were actually practicing stuff to try to achieve something different.
Yeah,
know?
They want. Yeah, like they weren't allowed to fucking do anything, but they wanted to fucking get somewhere. Yeah,
so they do these rituals.
Yeah.
Okay. According to ancient historical records, as a child would be sleeping, this is why I was telling you about. Okay, a witch who is usually a neighbor enters the room after shrinking or crawling through the keyhole. So this witch would use her magical powers, and she would shrink, and she would crawl through the keyhole, which fucking seems...
Ant woman.
Yeah, like the Ant-Man, yeah, like exactly, like shrink down to fucking size. Very creepy. Or crawling through the keyhole is even creepier, like you're crawling through the keyhole.
Yeah.
Like that's even in Harry Potter, is that not where they like go through one of the keyholes or some shit? Like,
oh fuck, I think something does.
Something happens like that. They would escort these kids to the roof, and this is what I was telling you about, okay? And they would be placed on a farm animal, which would be hovering upside down. So think about a pig. It's hovering upside down.
Yes.
And they brought the child up, to the roof. This witch is like, come with me to the roof. I have something for you. And then they bring him to the roof. Where and there's the pig is? An upside down pig floating, okay? Upside down, why? Okay? And they would ride these hovering farm animals. They would fly ride them off.
Upside down?
Yeah. Fly off like it's a fucking cart. Like, use the the hooves as, like, handles. Isn't this weird? I remember reading the story, and I was like, what the fuck?
That just sounds awful.
And this is ancient historical records of, like, them talking about this. And it would pick up more children on the way. So think about Hocus Pocus. in that Disney movie, and they would pick up the children to eat. I don't know what that is. And, which is so sad. It's so sad. Everyone knows what Hocus Pocus is. Justin is just illiterate. I'm just joking. I don't know how you'd call a non-movie watcher like that. Like, you can't even never see Hocus Pocus. And it's a Disney movie where these witches came back from the dead and wanted to eat children. It's like a 90s movie for Disney to do that was like, ooh. But these children would be taken to this thing called the Blue Hill. It was a legendary meadow where the devil held his earthly court. You know what that means? The devil would be there at this meadow. You remember that one meadow we talked about on the witches episode where they would ride? Remember
the black mass?
Yeah, and she that one witch rode the dude.
Yeah,
she rode a guy like as a
ride
horse.
A horse like save a horse, ride a cowboy.
And during a witch's Sabbath, burning witches, I'm like flames, this is funny. So, like, they would say, like, during these, like, fucking Sabbaths, flames of hell shot through the floor as people sat and prayed and respected to the devil, paid respects to the devil. Oh, Satan, my master.
My daily life.
Yep, I have a massive satanic cross on my fucking arm with the dog licking it up, so I'm full in now. Satan is my savior. He saved all of humanity and gave us knowledge. Not the devil. The devil is a horned fuck that people believe in based on going against God and having God as an enemy, and that means if you do this stuff bad, you're a part of the devil. Like,
it is a reason to fear God and fucking... Yeah. Or a reason to beat God down.
Can I tell God something? I have a dick over here that you can be sucking because I don't believe in you. And even if I do, if a God you are, you believe in fucking egotistical fucking ritual of us praying to you. Ego, God does not have an ego, and I'm a God, so you can go fuck yourself. You want to battle in the afterlife? I'm down. I'll battle God's fucking...
I think God would be proud of you right
now. I do believe that, because if there was a God that existed that actually does rule over this fucking heavenly earth fucking bullshit, that he would want people to stand up. I do not believe
the
God...
The devil's a test.
Yeah, but I don't believe it all that shit. That's why if you do enough fucking historical research, the thing that is based on the Sumerian text, the Sumerian text is farly different than the fucking Bible.
And that is what made
the twist. 10 times different. So, during these black masses, like in this fucking witch in this meadow, hell would fucking shoot through the floors. The story was based on real events. Over 500 children witnessed seeing the devil after being abducted by these goddamn witches. 500.
By random witches, and they never
knew
who they were?
Yeah, and the thing is, like, they must have not killed these children. Maybe they just invoked the devil using some children, and then some were...
What if these witches were aliens taking them somewhere else to see something else, and they never even knew?
It's so true when you think about that alien aspect, because you never fucking know. And all this could be root back to the reptilians.
They're wearing these cloaks and the pointed hats, and they can't see their face.
And the thing is, even when you think about it too, we talked about it even on the witches episode, they could be thinking they see Satan, some horned creature, and it could be a reptilian.
Yes,
you know what the fuck?
Exactly.
So they would do these fucking worships and these rituals in this meadow every year, pretty much.
All right.
So let's get into some weird satanic weird shit. These are the beasts. They like stories of like satanic rituals used and stuff. Like, these are the beasts of Satan, an Italian heavy metal rock band convicted of a series of satanic ritual murders from 1998 to 2004. One of the most shocking crimes in post-war Italy. So they thought these motherfuckers were worse than what the hell was going on.
What did they do?
So they had three victims. First was a boyfriend and a girlfriend. They were sacrificially murdered, stabbed, beaten, drug-fueled occult ritual. So they were doing this occult, like all drugged out, and they took this fucking heavy metal band. I remember reading about this. It was really fucked. They took this girlfriend, this boyfriend. They stabbed them. They beat them up. They beat them pretty much to death involving sex. So they pretty much were probably raping his girlfriend
and
making him watch, and then fucking maybe even raping his mouth with their dicks. Who fucking knows?
God.
Yeah. And involving, it was involving heavy metal music. And to January 1998, the third murder of a 27-year-old woman first was shot in the throat, and then she was buried. Shot in the throat would fucking be uncomfortable.
Uncomfortable. I don't know. People get holes put in there to breathe or
talk. I'm smoking too long. This is why you don't smoke cigarettes, even though I do.
That was perfect.
I'll smoke once in a while with Justin, but I have quit.
I have quit, I swear to God.
I'm not going to do it. I smoke all the fucking time.
I know. I'm going to see a hole in your throat.
One Justin, day, we'll be doing the podcast like one, this.
One day I'll sound like this, yes.
Oh, so fucked up. And, like, it's weird. I want to get into, I do want to get into Iceland and stuff like that, and, like, the black metal scene, black metal, the when the like black metal, fucking all that crazy music came
the
in.
The good
fucking
music?
Well, no, that's like, black metal's really extreme. And there was, like, the black metal, like, there's murders based around Iceland and their black metal scene of them burning a bunch of churches, and it's real fucked.
I just like it for the drums and the... and the guitar. Yeah, exactly. It's fucking insane. So good.
Members used a heavy use of cocaine and heroin. These members of this black metal, like this fucking heavy metal band. Yeah, not heroin is not fun. One member killed himself drinking before he crashed his car. Great, you're smart. They were found guilty and they were sentenced to 30 years in prison. That's fucking all?
30 years? Yeah.
Oh my God. You fucking murdered
maybe
three people.
Maybe a fucking lifetime.
God, where was this again? Oh, it was Italy. Oh, okay. The funny thing is, let's...
actually, a life sentence is 25.
You want to talk about Italy? Italy does not have a rating with movies. It does not have a rating. So you can... Italians have some of the most gory, disgusting horror movies you could ever watch.
Oh, okay.
They have no... they drink at, like, fucking 12.
Really?
Wine! At the fucking dinner table and shit.
Oh, fuck, yeah, they're drinking wine all the fucking
time.
Well,
and they literally, it's one of the only places, it's shaped like a fucking boot, and it's only one.
Boot kicking a ball.
And I know some Italians listening to this, and I love you guys. If you can understand fucking Canadian English, I'm glad. Canadian English.
Fuck. I don't know, do they even...
They speak English.
Yeah,
they do.
I thought so.
A lot of countries in Europe actually get taught English, which they should. But the thing is, guess what? I live in Canada, and if you go to Quebec, there's no fucking signs that are bilingual or anything.
No.
But when they come here, everything has to be half French, half English. But if you go to Quebec, everything's fucking French. Most people speak fucking French.
I run stop signs.
Oh my God.
I don't drive. That's why.
But I went to fucking Quebec when I was in grade 7. And yeah, there was fucking people yelling at us and fucking swearing at us in fucking French. And I got this dope ass, this guy sketched me and my buddy out as like a caricature.
Oh, okay,
and then I fucking
yeah.
literally were sitting there and it blew off in the wind. In the middle of
while he was writing? Or
no,
drawing?
No, after I had it. And I just blew off and we couldn't catch it. And I was like, well, I'm done. Fuck Quebec. I'm just joking. I do really love Quebec. It is a beautiful place. I just don't like that I don't speak English.
I don't like that I don't speak French.
So we're going to get into a really fucked up thing to kind of end this. This is the Tao Peo ritual murders. Peo ritual murders. It took place in Singapore. Singapore. A place where... pedophilia exists too.
What?
Just like Philippines. So Singapore is kind of fucked sometimes.
Pedophilia exists fucking everywhere.
More Europe.
People are
more
fucked.
In Europe, though. Honestly, for some reason,
okay.
Europe has
true.
A massive sex ring.
The world is just fucked.
Took place in Singapore in 1981 on January 15th. Body of a 9-year-old in a bag next to an elevator in an apartment was found in town of Tay Peho. Peoi. I'm sorry if I'm butchering this shit. I do not can fucking pronounce people's shit.
I don't know where it is.
2 weeks later, it's in Singapore. 2 weeks later, a 10-year-old boy's body was found nearby. So a 9-year-old girl's body bound in a fucking bag right near an elevator. Creepy going down an elevator. And it's like, weird, that garbage bag wasn't there yesterday. And it's like, it kind of smells funny. I'll just leave it. And come back later, and it's fucking, you see a leg popping out.
Yeah.
So another fucking body of a 10-year-old boy was found. Children were killed as blood sacrifices to the Hindu god, the goddess Kali. You remember, do you remember Indiana Jones? Kali, Kali. Anam Shavai. You ever seen Indiana Jones? You've seen Indiana Jones, the fucking Temple of
Which
Doom?
Which one?
Temple
no,
of Doom?
Maybe not that one.
Oh my God, that's sad.
I've seen the Crystal
so
Skulls.
Sad.
There was something.
Oh my God, that's even sadder.
Another one with an Asian kid.
Yeah, that is it. Okay, Fuck the Crystal Skulls. I liked it because it's based on aliens, but they use way too much graphics and shit. And
it's a real story, though. There's
yeah, there is. We will do the Crystal Skulls. We will. We've talked about it.
That's a good one.
We will do the Crystal Skulls. We talked about the gray or the reptilian episode. I don't remember which one. That was the one you watched, the Asian kid, like, Dr. Jones!
Yeah, yeah.
That's very stereotypical fucking movie, but it was great. I loved it. I love Shorty. Call him Shorty, but they call him, like, fucking Short Eye.
But he's fucking driving the car and everything.
Every movie in the 80s features a stereotypical Asian dude. I am sorry, but it happened.
Stereotypical something.
No, anything, but think about anyone. Even in The Goonies. Like, what's the dude's name in The Goonies? And he had all the gadgets and shit. Dude. Yeah, exactly.
Fuck, I don't know his name. He's great, too.
I know, I love that kid. So the weird thing is, these were used as blood sacrifices to the Hindu god Kali. Murders were masterminded by Adrian Lim. He tricked women into thinking he had superpowers. Supernatural powers. I'm Superman. I'm from Singapore. I don't know how Singapore people fucking talk. I don't even know how we would call you guys. I'm sorry.
I don't either.
Singaporeans?
Maybe it sounds like us.
No. His victims offered money or sexual favors so he could care for them or bless them with good fortune. He married a woman, one of his holy wives. He lured children in, drugged them, raped them, and then obviously butchered them and killed them.
Yeah.
Police found a trail of blood leading to his apartment.
Oh my god.
This guy's a fucking idiot. And then they caught him. It was a 41-day trial. And him and his two wives were hung on November 25th, 1988.
Him and his wives? Why were his wives?
Two wives. Because they were doing it with him. They believed he was god. I have supernatural powers, babies. If you give me this child that I can rape, I will give you fame and fortune.
That's horrible.
Yeah, that is terrible.
It's almost like the fucking thing we had go on in, like, Hamilton, where they kidnap some kid and these people beat this kid. Or it's too twisted for me to get into.
See, but Justin doesn't like the twisted shit. I can talk about it all day. People get butchered every day. Jeffrey Dahmer cut up little penises.
I just don't want to tell other people of it.
But they need to know. This is all part of life, and that we not need fear death. We need to embrace it and realize this.
We don't fear
it
until we
hear
it.
The thing is that we've only in recent, like, 100 years or more maybe, really, like, fucking really feared death before it was embraced. In Asian cultures, you embrace that shit. I'm going to the next life. Asian. Fuck this place.
I bet you Asian still embraces that a lot.
They do a lot of weird things.
Not the American
Asians. You're the one that said they threw babies at windows.
They still do. The women, I'm not being rude. Being racist. It's
they
not
do
my
eat dogs
fault.
And cats. My cat was hanging out with us for half this podcast.
My cat, I would feed my cat to them just to get rid of him.
No, I love my cat. I would feed my cat their bodies. If some, I'm...
Okay, you know what? That saves me a lot of money on the cat.
I'm going to sound really fucked up, but I was just going to say, if some person trying to get my cat to eat it...
You're
going to
turn from speaking Japanese to this.
I know.
Don't worry.
Now we're watching Nightmare on Elm Street. I love Freddy.
Oh, yeah. I forgot you changed it. I looked up, and I was like, what's going on here?
That was fucked. Magic is fucking weird. Black magic is amazing. Black magic is based on all this dark imagery. It's just like, that's what we're talking about. Black magic is like these sigils and putting things towards your universe. And they would like drink blood and sacrifice people.
And it literally is based on the past from the beginning of mankind to fucking
Egyptians
now.
And worship and
everything we
certain
ever
rituals.
Known. Yeah.
And blood always, it's always to do with blood.
That's true. Yeah.
Always
blood,
do with blood.
Death.
It's fucked.
Actually, I don't know about that. There's some stupid ones.
No, but that's like the Harry Potter shit. Yeah, like that. There's actually
Harry Potter.
You know that screaming plant that's in Harry Potter in the first one they bring up, or the second? I think it's the first one they bring up, and this plant screams, and they have to bury it. You remember that?
I think so.
That's actually supposed to be like something that's real. Like that they based that
a
on
screaming plant.
Yeah, yeah. Weird.
Oh my god, we have plants that eat like rodents and birds.
What were those called? Oh, Venus flytraps. Yo, those things.
Venus flytraps. There's things way better than that, man.
Really?
They're like little, almost pear-shaped on the bottom with a lid. And they eat mice.
Really? That's fucked. And, well, the thing is, like, even when Greg, after we did our episode for the serial killers, we were talking about side smoking, and we were talking about, like different things to do with nature and shit, and how, like, I was talking about the Baxter effect is based on, because I told him, look up David Wilcock is dope as fuck. He's they're doing a documentary soon, which is going to be sick as fuck, called something, The Majestic something, which I'm going to look up and show you right now. but... It's that he talked about the Baxter effect is like that this guy literally hooked up like a meter that would register human. I can't remember what he fucking hooked up to it. Human, like, like how you'd hook up a body to register heartbeats. Almost, I feel like. And he hooked this up to a plant and he poured hot coffee on it, did nothing. But he went to, like, light it on fire. It literally started fluctuating and shit. And
Mythbusters?
The
same thing, kind of.
Yeah, and they register with plants that plants can actually feel pain and know when you're going to hurt them.
Is that what you're talking about right now?
No, I'm talking about a book called The Source Field by David Wilcock.
Mythbusters did a brain scan almost on a plant.
They registered good consciousness.
They thought, realized how the plant was fearing or whatever, and they thought in their brain, I'm going to cut you down. I'm going to burn you. And it registered. Yeah. Oh, I'm scared. And its leaves go. Yeah. It's everything shuts down. Fucked?
That's, they basing this on the Baxter effect, which is
100% true.
Yeah. That plants register with energy and everything has a consciousness.
Yeah.
And that's why we're going to do an episode about should we eat meat? Because if you kill meat a proper way, like if you're killing elk or deer, you do not know where you're hunting it, you're pursuing it, you kill it, it doesn't know it's dying, first of all, it dies most likely instantly, it should.
Yeah, it's fairly quick if you do it right.
Thing is, in slaughterhouses and stuff like that, they torture the animals, they fucking de-beak animals.
Hold on. A wolf will go out and fucking take down a deer and kill it while eating it.
It's different.
It is,
because think about it.
It's food,
we
it's
are
meat.
We are making chickens, we're fucking sawing off their beaks. We're not doing it.
If I turned around and I was fucking hungry, man, I'm gonna fucking think about eat what
it.
I
but
can.
But they're processing chickens where they're born without feathers. Yes. They're factories. Sawing off their de-beaking them. They saw off their fucking beaks and shit, so they don't peck at each other.
We should hunt our
it's
food
disgusting.
And have
yes,
hunting
we
grounds.
Should. It's disgusting. We're gonna get into a should we eat meat episode because a lot of the beliefs on why maybe we eat meat. We obviously if I didn't eat meat and I stopped eating meat, I would get really sick. Because my body's used to it. But the thing is that reptilians instilled that in our brain to be more carnivore like they are because they want us to be carnivores.
And we are part of them. They made us with their genes.
All right, my back's starting to hurt from sitting up. We're fucking ending this shit. I'm going to have a smoke. That was
peace
a good
out,
Black
guys.
Magic episode.
Love y'all.
Strange Brew Canada, Instagram. I can't stress that enough. We don't have that many followers. I'm trying to get it up there. It's all my homies following us and shit, but I want to get into it because we're going to keep posting stuff. And I'm really enjoying, like, thank you guys for listening. This is fucking dope as fuck. We're going to get into really fun shit, and it's going to get even more crazier and stuff, like, as we go.
Let it pump up a bit.
Yeah,
we gotta open you up to some horizons.
Exactly.
Here.
Justin, me and Justin are killing it. We're gonna have different guests like Billy, Greg, maybe my cousin will be on soon, bunch of different people. But me and Justin will be repping a lot of most of the episodes and stuff because me and him kill this shit. We always get into it. And just wait. It will take a while, but we're gonna get into Jeffrey Dahmer and the real serial killer shit because I know people are just interested that don't know about, like, what's going on. And,
yeah.
Like, and that the serial killer craze was a big thing. You know
that,
I mean?
Yeah, exactly. A lot of people want to know about that kind of twist.
Well,
go
home, jerk off on a piece of paper, write down your intent. Be like, you know, I want to fuck Molly. And then jerk off on it, and maybe you'll fuck Molly. You know, who knows?
I could go buy a, like, 60 bag of Molly and throw it in a condom and throw a condom on and fuck a condom with Molly in it.
I feel like your dick would look fucked afterwards with the chemicals going on.
That's
your penis.
True. I feel like you get fucked.
No, if you want to do something, you know, why don't you soak a fucking tampon in vodka and shove it up your ass because you will get wasted.
Oh, fun.
But literally, if you fucking, I'm not going to end this on this, but literally, that's a big thing that that supposedly, because it goes right to your bloodstream and shit, if you were to soak a tampon in blood and put up your ass, or even, like, pour, even that's what they say, even doing, like, butt chugging, where they do it like Jackass, it gets you wasted because it goes right to your bloodstream.
Right, yeah.
There is people have died from alcohol poisoning because they've dipped tampons in vodka. And that was a Strange Brew podcast.
Half dip.
Half dip, okay? Do not do that. Do not promote doing that. Do not fucking soak a tampon in vodka and shove it up your ass. I've only heard stories about that. I've never known anyone that did it. Except for Justin. Just joking. He would have been not yet, he said. All right, that was a Strange Brew podcast. Keep listening.
We're getting down to the dirtiness. It's getting crazy.
I love you. Goodbye.